Matt Towns, 93.1 at Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. It's always a fever, honey, when you bring two hot people back together, especially when one's not getting back. We're like, we got to figure out what the jacked up situation is all about.
Yeah, we love to help. And that's why we've got Robin calling. Hey, Robin.
Hello.
Hello, Robin. You already sound so defeated, but don't, because we're going to help you out, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the date you went on. How'd you meet?
Yeah, so I met this guy on Hinge. His name is Josh. And, you know, on our profiles, we both said we were serious about commitment and hoping to get married one day. So I felt like, you know, right off the bat, that was a good sign. So for our date, we went to the Hilldale Mall and we wanted to just like walk around and we grabbed like get a bite to eat and stuff like that. And when we were like walking around, I was like, oh my goodness, Macy's, do you mind if we just like pop in there real quick? And we just like looking and nothing really happened. And then we went for dinner at Cafe Hollander and again, like everything went really well and I got just like really a good feeling from him. And I just love that he's not afraid of commitment. And I just felt like, wow, like just with this first date, I feel like I have found the guy that I'm looking for, and he has not called me back, and I'm just very confused.
Well, shoot, girl, you had me at Macy's, and let's go look at some makeup. So if I could go on a date with you, I'd love to, because I love the Hilldale. It just has everything. All right, so yeah. I mean, was there a part of, I don't know, during the shopping time, or maybe while you're sitting down, you know, slopping up some delicious food, that something might have just irked him or turned him off?
Like I've been racking my brain trying to think of what it is, and I just can't think of anything. I didn't think I took too long, like when I was, you know, window shopping, and I'm pretty sure I wasn't like a slob when we were eating, so I have no idea what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, how long has it been?
It's been like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. And I haven't heard from him.
Any, I don't know, sucking a face or like a handshake or here, I'm going to pass you this love note?
No, it was pretty tame, which is fine by me. I don't want to overwhelm, especially because we had like mentioned commitment and we were like talking about things like that. I didn't want to come on too strong.
No worries. We're going to play a song and then when we get back, we're going to call Josh and see where the heck he is. I don't know. Maybe he's in the men's department trying on underpants at Macy's. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Happening Thank next you. With Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. Hopefully a second date with Robin and Josh on 93.1 Jams.
It's second date update.
Matt Towns 93.1 at Jams. There's nothing better than going out on a first date, especially when it's called Macy's shopping.
Oh, yes. Hey, so we've got Robin calling. She's calling for a second date with Josh. They met on the dating app Hinge, and in their profile, they both said that they were looking for a serious relationship and possibly marriage one day. So for the first date, they went to Hilldale Mall, and we love Hilldale, and they were walking around, and they grabbed a bite to eat. Well, Robin did want to do a little window shopping at Macy's, so they went in, took a quick look around, and then had dinner at Cafe Hollander. I mean, sounds perfect. She said they had a great time. Nice to meet somebody who's not afraid of commitment, but she hasn't heard back from him in like a week and a half.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give him a call and see why the heck he's not getting back to you. Are you ready, girlfriend?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do this.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Josh?
Yeah.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Okay. Who's this?
This is Krista and Tracy. We actually work in the Eau de Toilette. I just totally screwed that up. Whatever. The perfume counter at Macy's. Ooh. How are you?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I like how short you are with me.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't want to
talk. I'm not a perfume guy. I don't get the point of this call. Exactly.
Okay.
What's going on?
You're scaring me.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm calling you is because we actually had seen you with a very beautiful young lady the other day, around the perfume area. And we were just wondering if you'd be curious to know that she has been missing you.
What's going on here? I'm a little confused. I don't get what this is about.
Well, it is about everything because you are on the radio, my man. This is Kristen and Tracy from Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. Kristen, Morning Rush, how are you this morning?
Okay, I'm good. So,
what's up, man?
I'm guessing I didn't win something, or did I?
No, but you know, you did have a foxy lady you went out on a date with in the Hilldale area, and for some reason, you're just like, I don't want to call her back, and we want to know why.
Yeah.
Well, Things have been kind of crazy lately. I know I should have given her a call back. I know it's been going on a couple weeks now, but I'm sorry, I guess. You know, I just didn't get to it.
Oh, wow.
Do you date a lot, or are you just, like, really busy?
I don't really date a lot. I met someone through that Hinge thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, we went on a date. You know, she was nice and everything, but it just, I don't know. The first date was a little much. I mean, it was mostly okay, but I just got a little weird at one point. Hmm.
So what part, while you guys were sitting down looking at each other's faces, eating and just enjoying each other?
Dinner and everything was nice. I had a fun time walking around, hanging out. But then, you know, she said she wanted to go and do some shopping for something. So I figured, okay, fine, could maybe pick up something. And I thought she was going to be getting, you know, I don't know, get some clothes or some makeup or some perfume or something. But she walked straight past all that stuff and zeroed in on a jewelry store and started window shopping for engagement rings. Which is a little off-putting. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, hunting bums or something that's like that behavior that weird, but it's just, then like she's trying them on, and she's just kind of trying on my name at the same time. Usually, like, oh, Mrs. Josh Fowler, and like just looking at all these rings and then discussing, you know, I mean, like getting into detail about, you know, payment and things
really?
Like that. And I was just, it was a little much. I mean,
whoa. By the way, I went to school with the Josh Fowler. So if Josh, that's you, I think that's wonderful that you're still single. Well, you know what? This does seem a little aggressive on a first date.
Yeah.
I think anyone would agree, like, hell, where is the door that I can run out of?
Right.
So let's just ask her
yourself. Yeah, it was a little weird.
Well, Josh, ask her why she was so weird on your date, because she's on the phone. You're on Second Date Update. Robin, why were you such a weirdo on the date?
Well, first of all, hi, Josh. Second of all, I guess I'm sorry. I didn't think it was that weird. I thought I was being, like, cute and, like, whimsical or something. I didn't realize that was, like, such a big turnoff, I guess.
I guess when we talk about it here, it doesn't sound all that bad. But just at the time, it just kind of went on a little too long, and it just got a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, not
I'm
like,
so
you know,
sorry.
Run away from a serial killer uncomfortable, but it was just, I don't know.
Can I ask what her price range was? What are we looking at here? How much of a high roller is Robin?
Good question.
You know, I mean,
I don't know, it's hard to tell. She kind of like checked out the whole spec. She was pretty good at shopping. She didn't let the guy zero in on anything specific. She let him go through his paces.
Yeah, she should.
I was just entertaining my imagination. You know, I do wish you had said something to me at the moment. I definitely would have backed off. I just thought it was kind of romantic. I've been single for a while, if that's not obvious. I've been quarantined alone, and I've been watching all of these rom-coms, and I think it all has just, like, gotten to my head. And I was so excited, Josh, when I obviously met you and talked to you, and you weren't you weren't scared at all to say ultimately what you were looking for. And I apologize. I think I just let my imagination just, like, run wild. So I'm.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I also should have called you back too, or returned your call sooner. It's not that. I mean, like I said, we're talking about it now. It doesn't sound like that big a deal. Just at the time, I felt a little odd.
I think it's fabulous.
I think,
you know, here's the big question. Josh, would you be open to going back out with Robin?
Yeah, sure. Just as long as you don't go shopping for any baby stuff.
Ooh.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. Wow.
I can slow down. I promise.